There you go. It's the weekend, getting ready for some football, some Eagles football.
Kyle's trying to fire us up here. He's trying to get us ready for this game. I think Kyle's trying to get himself ready for this game.
Is it working for you?
Not really. Not yet.
Everybody's trying to get mentally prepared for this game.
It's not. But, Hugh, you're already ready. You're expecting a win. You think the Eagles are going to go down there and take care of business?
I think so, man. I just think about all the times, and I try to channel my inner old-ass football player.
Yeah.
You know, and think about the times that we took L's like this. And just how, you know, I was just chomping at the bit all week at work, you know, just trying to work a little bit harder, get a little bit more ready for the game the following week. Because, man, the one thing that I never wanted to do was have back-to-back losses. Like, that's the worst feeling in the world, man. Coming back home, knowing that everybody thinks that you stink. You know, the fact that, you know, I'm watching Comcast yesterday or whatever and hearing players try to explain what they've been working on. Bryce Huff, man. You know, him, shout out to Elliot, and shout out to, who was it, Dave Uram?
Oh, Uram.
Man, listen.
Boots on the ground reporting.
Yes. Like, you could tell he was doing his best to answer those questions that were being asked about him, about what he was working on. He was talking about his technique. After the fact that Coach Fangio talked about, you know, him being back out there and just learning. And you could tell he was uncomfortable, but he did the best that he could possibly do to try to answer those questions. I've been there.
Right.
I've been there. So I know the pain that he's going through. And, I mean, all of these guys have to work better, but him in particular, because he's the money man. He the one that got the bag in offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you get $17 million a year, $50 million overall.
Yeah, and you don't show up on the stat sheet, you're going to get talked about. You're going to get talked about a lot. And that's a lot of pressure, man, because, you know, he's probably struggling with right now the player that he knows he is, but it hasn't surfaced yet. And him trying to learn on the fly about what it is that's being asked of him. It's a tough spot to be in.
And this is the thing, Hugh. He better figure it out soon, because this defense, I mean, they need to play a lot better. The offense without A.J. Brown, I think they're going to need the defense's help. I just, you know, do I expect that to happen?
Baby steps, man.
I don't expect it to happen. I hope it happens.
I would say this. If I was going into this game, and I'm not, you know, I know that this is not easy, and I'm asking a lot. But if I'm going into this game, knowing what I know about myself as a player, I'm pretending like I'm playing this weekend. The first thing that I want to do is stop the run. Just whatever I do, I'm not even worried about pass rush. I just want to make sure that I get my run fits and I keep Alvin Kamara corralled as much as I possibly can. That would be my first thought as a defensive lineman. Stop the run. And after that, then work on my pass rush. Make sure that I do everything possible to stop that run first, because they're going to try to run the ball down your throat.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what they always do. It's what Clint Kubiak always does. And, yeah, I mean, Nick Sirianni said earlier this week, we need to earn the right to rush the passer. That means got to stop the runs on first and second down. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, do you expect the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? In a few minutes, we will get to some sound from Ross Tucker, Dan Orlovsky, what they have seen from New Orleans in their first two games, wins over Carolina and Dallas. But first, we will go to the phones. Let's start it off with Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day Friday, man.
Happy game day Friday, Chris. What's going on?
Hugh, let me tell you what's going on. TK?
Chris?
All right, guys. Here's what I got for you. It'll be a little different this week. Here's what I want. Birds, Philadelphia Eagles, it's accountability Sunday. Our D-line needs to stop getting tossed around like a bunch of rag dolls. They need to stop getting pushed around like a bunch of babies in a stroller, and man up! Yeah. You want respect?
You need that.
You want it! Saquon, Sunday's redemption day! All that frustration, all that aggravation, all that pain that's been sitting in your gut since you dropped that ball. Well, you know what? Sunday, direct it all at the Saints. Give them all of Quadzilla. Let them know what you're all about.
Quadzilla.
Dominate that game.
It sounded kind of weird.
Adversity will define you. Ask yourself, how do you want to be defined? Stand up. Fight for yourself. Fight
for your city. Fight for this entire fan base.
Fight for the fan.
Let's go. We are
E-I-G-L-E-S.
Yeah, he got me going with that one.
There you
go,
Chris.
He got me going with that one.
Yeah, Chris got you fired up.
Listen.
I saw your mood perk up.
Yes.
If you could see Hugh right now, he's got a huge smile on his
man,
face.
Man, I am excited.
He's grinning ear to ear right now.
I believe in this team, man. It's not. Listen, I got a lot riding on this. This is not personal. I mean, I'm trying to get to New Orleans, no question. But I just feel like this team is better than what it's shown, man. It really, really is. I know we've talked about the Georgia boys and how they haven't really shown up. Those cats can play, man. They can play at this level. I believe that. They played at a big-time program with some big-time players. They can play at this level.
Well, this is the thing, Hugh. I mean, they've shown they can do it at a big-time program in college, a lot of those guys on defense, but they haven't shown it at this level yet. Like Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, and we're still waiting on Jordan Davis in year three.
They flashed. Like, even Jordan Davis has flashed. I mean, you have to admit that. He's flashed. It's just playing at this level is hard, man. It's intense, and you have to have your intensity level up every snap. You can't take plays off, man. You if you want to be considered one of the upper echelon players, one of the elite players, you can't take plays off. You just can't. You have to dig a little bit deeper. And I think back when I see moments like this, I think back about the guys I played with and how we were able to feed off of one another with the energy and the positivity and things of that nature. And I think they have guys like that on this squad. They just need to figure it out, man. I think they'll be fine.
And Hugh, when you talk about this game, and this is kind of what I sense you're going with here, is when you look at this team, obviously we can look at the talent stuff, but doesn't this feel like a week where it's kind of like a pride week for the Eagles,
yes,
especially on defense? Coming off of last week, it's like if you're a defensive lineman and you get pushed around the way they did on Monday night, do you feel like an extra sense of we got to go out there and show
get
these people we're wrong?
Get some get back. Man, the one thing that I always did, I hated to feel like, you know, I was already like, you know, I'm going against guys that were like 2 or 3 inches taller than me and probably weighed 50 to 60 more pounds than me. So I never wanted to feel like I was being little boyed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, son, you know, you're not supposed to be here. I remember being in my first couple of practices in the NFL. And guys looking at me from bigger schools and thinking that I did not belong there. And I used to go into practice every day with an attitude, a chip on my shoulder, if you will. I think you need to have that same kind of chip on your shoulder when you play on Sunday. Because when you're angry, you don't really get tired when you're angry. You know,
and I feel like a guy like Bryce Huff, this is the kind of week where we're going to see what he's made of inside. Like,
yeah.
You're getting ripped all week, and he's got to be aware of that. That he's watched the film. He knows that what everybody's
seeing out there.
Step up, make some plays, man.
Probably if you've been watching TV or not. Like, you've heard it. You felt it. Like, it's not a great feeling.
No.
It's not a great feeling to be talked about like you're a bum.
Yeah.
Because that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
You're a bum. Or a bust, I should say.
And for all those guys on the defensive side of the ball, they got to play with some pride. I think for the defense, this is a week they got to show some pride, go out, and play with some intensity. Because last week, you can say they only gave up 22 points. That was a bad performance. They got to be a lot better. Let's go to Philly Rob. What's up, Philly Rob?
Yo, fellas. What's going on?
What's going on, Philly Rob?
Man, I'm feeling awesome about this game coming up this Sunday. It's an early game. We're going to get back our swagger. The young boys on the line, on the D-line, they're going to come out and show you why they're getting paid the money they're getting paid. Bryce Huff, he's going to be all right. He just needed to get his feet wet.
Is that what
you
it
know
was?
What I mean, Hugh?
Yeah, okay. I believe you.
He had to get his feet wet. So he had two games down.
I don't know about that.
Wet.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. But you watch. Nobody, like you said, likes being called a punk or being pushed around like a little boy.
No, nobody want to be sunned. What they call it, sunned. Nobody want to be sunned.
Yeah, son.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody
what I mean?
Wants that.
But Kyle, get off that mat, man. Don't go back on that mat. It ain't no reason to be on that mat. Get your butt up. Put your
big boy pants on, Kyle.
Boy.
Get your
you
big
know what
boy
mean?
Pants, Kyle.
You keep pumping them, baby. You keep pumping them, because you know it. You know the game. Let's do this on Sunday. I am going to yell it out.
E-A-C-L-E-S,
Eagles! There, ready.
There you go.
That helps.
There you go, Rob. I don't know. Rob didn't help. Rob brought me back down. I mean, Chris,
he brought me back down.
I mean, Chris gave, you know, a lot of intensity. I feel like Rob may have gotten a little intimidated by the music there.
You think so?
I think a little.
No,
bit.
I thought he lived up to the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he got more excited when
as the moment played.
Yeah, he started talking about punching him and, like, you know.
Maybe I read it wrong. I could have read that one wrong.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it certainly wouldn't be. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But obviously, the Saints off to a pretty hot start this year. And surprising most people around the NFL, here's Ross Tucker earlier this week talking about how good are these New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we got to go by what we're seeing. They have a new OC. He's from the Shanahan tree. He is awesome. I've had them as a bottom five O-line. They're playing much better than that. They've got a terrific deep threat in Shahid. Olave is silky smooth. Kamara looks like he's found the fountain of youth. There are not many games over the last couple years, guys, where I have picked the Eagles to lose the game. I'm guessing tomorrow morning on the morning show, the camera will pin me down, but I'm definitely leaning that way. That's for sure.
That's strong.
Yeah, and hey, I mean, the way the Saints have played, it's kind of hard to argue. I mean, they went to Dallas. They destroyed the Cowboys.
Yeah, they did, man. They put foots in asses when they came to Dallas.
44-19.
Yeah.
And what is so impressive so far about New Orleans, more than anything else, is their offense. Their big playability, and Derek Carr able to make plays through the air. Here's Dan Orlovsky talking about the new system in New Orleans.
I think Clint Kubiak is to Derek Carr what Bobby Slowick was last year to C.J. Stroud.
Right.
Number one, he is constantly putting the defense to play hesitant and in conflict with putting him under center, using motion at the snap to kind of create some hesitation, force eyes to pay attention to it, play defense, make defenses both at the linebacker and defensive line level to just play a little sideways. I think number two, they're committing to protection with him. A lot of their play action passes last week were 7 or 8 man protection. I think Derek Carr's got a ton of confidence in that right now.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I'm obviously a massive fan of this system. It's the one I grew up in. I think all the great offenses in the NFL, basically outside of like Kansas City, run it. And the best thing is it forces every time a ball gets snapped, the defense plays with a question mark rather than an exclamation point.
So, Hugh, you look at this offense under Kubiak, a lot of outside zone, a lot of play action, stuff like that. As a defensive player and as a defensive lineman, how are you kind of approaching an offense like
that? Well, you got to set the edge. You got to set the edge, and you have to give those linebackers the room to run. You have to make sure, because when I think of that outside zone, it's like most of the time it's like bounce plays, if I'm not mistaken, where they want to bring it to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sound on your outside gap. You got to maintain your rush lanes, and you got to set those edges, and you have to keep those linebackers clean, man. You have to have them. You have to give them the ability to flow to the football. And the biggest thing you have to do is make tackles, man. You got to make tackles. You have to. You can't get up the field too far when you see that play action set. You have to make sure you read your keys and things of that nature. You just have to play sound, fundamental football. The bottom line. But it all starts with setting the edge, because that's the one thing that we have not done a great job of as defensive ends with this team. Haven't done a great job of setting the edge.
No, and Bryce Huff was getting washed down, it felt like, every time last week. And I think this is a big Vic Fangio game here, Hugh. We haven't really seen him do things out of the ordinary so far. But, I mean, especially if early on you're getting gashed in the run game, he's going to need to find a way to remedy that, maybe bring more guys up. And, you know, if you get beat on big pass plays, like, I would honestly take that. I'd leave those guys in man coverage on the back. You need to stop the run first against this offense.
Yeah, I think that's the key, man, because we don't do anything well right now. I mean, it's like pick your poison when it comes to this Eagles defense, because we're not defending the run well. We're not defending the pass well. Right. So if I'm going into this game, I would say – if I'm Vic Fangio, I'm stopping the run first. If that means me putting eight in the box, lining my defensive ends out wide and just have them set the edge, running up the field, don't even worry about getting to the quarterback. Just make sure you stop the run. Play along the line of scrimmage. Try to keep gap integrity, all of that stuff. I mean, That's where it starts, man. If you could stop them from running the football and take that one dimension away from them, then you'll figure out the pass rush game.
Yeah, I mean, if you make Derek Carr beat, we've seen Derek Carr.
He's not the greatest.
No, you make him throw 30 times, he'll probably make some mistakes. He's a little inaccurate, so it does feel like everything with them is based around running the football with Kamara. And if the Eagles can stop that, you know,
got a shot.
They got a shot. Let's go to Mike in Florida. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Yo, Mike. Mike's is on hold. Let's go to Robin Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guy? How you guys doing? Hugh?
What's up, man? On, baby? Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, listen, real quick before I get to my point. Don't eat that plant-based stuff, man. I'm saying that stuff is poison, man. You got to read your labels, man. It's got all kind of hydrogenated nonsense in it. The human body is not made to digest that stuff.
Now, he's a plant-based guy now.
No, Rob is talking about me. Talking about these Eagles winning this weekend. Yeah. He said, "That's my mind is going to mush." That's what he said. He tried to be slick.
That's plant-based, man. It ain't good for you. You can't see straight. Hey, listen. And stay away from seed oils and stay away from almond milk and all that stuff.
I do not fool with the almond milk. Joe got me on that oatmeal milk.
Oat milk?
Yeah, that milk is not that bad, man.
Almond milk's gross, too.
Listen, Hugh, that's trash, too. You know, what you need to do is coconut milk or avocado oil and the avocado oil.
I don't think I could do the coconut milk, though.
Yeah. It sounds gross.
Yeah, I don't know. No, the oat milk is all okay. Oat milk is good.
Give me some normal 2%.
It's not milk, though.
It is milk.
No, it's not.
All right.
Milk comes from a mammal.
Okay, Kyle.
I love you. Hugh's just so done with you. All right, Kyle. Shut up.
Well, we'll argue about some of the randomest stuff on this show all the time.
But surprisingly, real quick, if I get there, surprisingly, they're right, Hugh. If you're going to drink milk, just drink regular milk. I mean, all this other nonsense, oat milk, cashew milk, it's all garbage, man. You see how they make that stuff. You know, it's GMO modified. But anyway, the Eagles, man, you know, I love when I listen to your program and people do these loud chants. It doesn't make a difference. You can scream till your head falls off your shoulders.
Come on, Rob!
It doesn't make a difference, man. These guys stink. You know what? Howie Roseman, he does a good job compared to other general. But, it's a lot of bad GMs in the NFL, Hugh. You know that, right?
Yes.
It's a lot of bad GMs in the NFL. So if you're the best of a lot of bad guys, that doesn't make you the best of anything.
Yeah.
So you know, like I said, Bryce Huff is not going to show up again. You know, Vic Fangio, tell him to come down out the booth and put the coffee down and come down and get on the field and run your damn defense. And Kellen Moore is nothing special. You know, the thing about I love about your station is how during the summer you guys really ramp these guys up like they're the second coming of Walsh and
They've been good coordinators in their careers in the NFL, though. And we should be excited about the coordinators.
Nah, Kellen Moore's not been a good coordinator.
He's had a top five offense whenever his quarterback's been healthy, wherever he's been.
Yeah, but he seems to leave right away, doesn't he? So that should tell you something right there.
He's in Dallas for like 5 years.
If you went out to welcome someplace, then he should still be there. You know,
He's talking about Dallas and Mike McCarthy. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, he didn't want. I mean,
he did kind of wear his welcome out there, though.
I guess McCarthy wanted to run the offense. What's your score prediction, Rob?
Oh, my score prediction is 34-20.
You know, Eagles?
Yeah. No. I don't think, you know what, I talked to you guys the other day, and we talked about Fangio and Trubisky, and, you know, they were coming, and, you know, maybe Jalen just isn't that guy.
Well, I got you, Robin. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to compare Jalen Hurts to Mitch Trubisky. Come on, Rob.
Not yet.
I'm not even that down.
Yeah, not yet. No. I think that's a little bit too much. Yeah. That's premature.
Yeah. Right. And just to Rob, even if you're not feeling great about the game, when the music hits, the tone needs to change, and you need to be more positive.
Well, yeah, it does. The music does do something to you, man. And then you get to thinking about the teams of the past, and you get to thinking about Rocky running up them steps.
Yep.
But I really think about him running through the Italian market and all the kids running behind him, though.
Yep.
That's the coolest part.
And by
great
the,
movie.
Like, you talk about that music, it just makes you, like, think of football. And, Hugh, I meant to bring this up yesterday. You said, like, the most football guy thing ever yesterday. You said you were watching a game over the weekend. You said, I wasn't really rooting for either team. I was just rooting for football.
I was rooting for football.
That is the most football guy thing ever.
No, because, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching. And I don't understand. Like, and I mean, I'm okay with the conversation. But just imagine if, like, I want to do the same thing that the people in the place do. I just want to watch football in peace.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about the game. I don't want to talk about the Eagles.
Right.
I just want to sit there. Like, again, if you want to speak, you can speak, but it's like the questions about the game and football,
You're locked in.
I'm like, because I'm watching, and when I'm doing that, I'm probably texting Kyle and Joe, and I'm thinking about what the Eagles could potentially do, and I'm thinking about the games that I'm watching. So, you know, I mean, it's okay to speak and, you know, keep the conversation light, but don't turn it into a pseudo impromptu show.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We ain't doing no shows on Sunday unless they're the early ones.
Yeah, you're only doing shows you know what get
mean?
Paid for.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're not on the clock cause on Sunday during the
game. I'm looking at the game and I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about come Monday.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You don't need to explain yourself to us, man.
I'm just saying. I ain't, you know, all these
we
old impromptu shows. I'm like, you know.
We got your back on it.
Don't worry. I had no impromptu show.
You don't need to explain it to us. We got you. Back to the phones after a quick break here. Where is your confidence level at for Sunday? Is anyone out there expecting a win this week aside from Hugh? Plus, we'll get to the injury report for Sunday's game, the status of AJ Brown, plus a new name to appear on the injury report for the Eagles. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.